Because trust is what the whole service is about, I just wanted to share with you that this morning, the heading of my daily light was from Proverbs 16, chapter 20. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. So I just wanted to share that with you. Now the reading is Psalm 16, and you can follow this in your service sheets. Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And Neil will now come and bring us the word. We'll pray for Neil as we start. Father God, thank you for your presence here with us. Thank you for Neil's heart for you and his heart to bring your word to us. Pray for your anointing on him now and for us to have listening ears to hear your voice deep in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. It's great to be with you. I've just come back, changing seasons. I've just come back from a family holiday for 2 weeks, which has been amazing, up in Northumberland. But it was so good driving back on Monday night and thinking, my wife and I, Natalie, were driving back and we were just like, oh, it's going home. We're coming home. And it was just so good. So it's so good to be back here with you all. We're in a series looking at the Psalms, and has been mentioned a number of times. Our main theme of today is trust. But in our reading today, in our psalm today, at the very centre bit of it, there was a talk about lot and portion. And it reminded me, I lived in New Zealand, my wife and I lived in New Zealand for 3 years before we moved to Bristol. And my family, my mum and dad, came to visit us in New Zealand for a short time. We thought we'd move to New Zealand for good, so they were kind of doing a quick visit, and they were going to come back. We ended up only staying there for 3 years, so it didn't quite work out how we thought, but that's okay. But when they came to visit, they started to tell us about family, our family history. My mum is really into family history, and she said, we need to go to a place. And I said, well, where is this place? And she said, it's a place called New Plymouth. Have you ever been? And I said, New Plymouth on the other island. So we were on the South Island, and New Plymouth was on the North Island. It was kind of the west coast of North Island. And she said, we need to go there. So we planned a trip, and we were going to go and tour the whole of New Zealand with my mum and dad. And so we planned in to go to New Plymouth. So we got to New Plymouth, and I said, right, what do we need to do here? And she said, we need to go and find this street and this place in this street. So we did. So we went and found this street. I have no idea how she knew all this stuff at this point. But we found the street, And then we looked across at the numbers of the houses and we found this particular house number and the plot of land that was there. And then my mum said to me, she said, he's the deeds for this plot of land. Your great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather probably, bought this plot of land. This section, quarter acre, this was his land. And we had the deeds for it. My mum and dad had the deeds for that plot of land. And there's something about that. When they established New Zealand, they divided the country up. When the British took it as their land, they divided it up into sections. And then through different organizations and different companies, you could buy a plot of land. And that was your land. And in this passage, we have this idea of a plot, a portion, a boundary line that has fallen. And the idea in this, as the psalmist is writing, is reminding them of the way that the land of Israel was being divided up. That the people of God had traveled through the desert, but they were heading to a promised land. And when they finally entered that promised land, the land was divided up. And so as we think about trust, we're thinking about trust in the context of all that God has done for us and all that he has given us. It's the reason that we trust. So what does this land look like? For the Israelites, it was physical land. But I think later in this psalm, it says, therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. It's a place where we praise and worship. It's a place where we find rest. That's the land allotted to us. And then it says, because you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. These are two verses that are used several times in Acts. Peter, in his first sermon, uses these in reference to Jesus. That just in Jesus' resurrection, death and resurrection, we too enter into that. That the land that he has won for us, the land that is ours, means that we might know the path of life. It's not a static place. It's not a stationary place. It's a path of life. There's purpose to life in God's place, in his kingdom. It's a place filled with joy because his presence is there. It's a place of eternal pleasure as we sit at his right hand. This is the land that the Father has for us. It's our inheritance. So we come back to the beginning. And the bit I didn't tell you about the story of my great-great-grandfather and his land in New Zealand was there was two parts to the land. He bought it. But within a period of time, and I can't remember what that period of time was now, I have to go back and ask my mum and dad, but you had to go and step onto that land as well. And he never did. So he lost the land. So although we've got deeds for this land, a plot of land in New Zealand, because he never went to New Zealand and stood on that land and claimed it within, I think it was a 3-year period, he didn't get the land and it was sold to somebody else. And there's something for that in this reading today. We inherit the land that God has for us. A place of purpose, a place of joy, a place of pleasure with him. We inherit it by fixing our eyes on him. That's what trust is. Fixing our eyes on him. Not half-heartedly, not kind of, well, I'll kind of do a bit and then I'll do this other thing. It's like not claiming the land that my grandfather never, great-grandfather never got. We have to fix our eyes fully on him. Each time it talks about God in this passage, there's that reference of Lord. He is King, he is Lord, he reigns. And we fix our eyes on him. And so we have that bit in verses 3 and 4 where it talks about the holy people. But for some, they fixed their eyes on him and delighted in him. But others looked to other gods. Not necessarily fully. Some people did dismiss God completely. But for some, they kind of went, well, this God's okay, he rescued us, he's looked after us, but there might be some other things as well that we might just need to have a hold of as well. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not take up their name on my lips. The names of those other gods, the gods that others worshipped. It's putting complete trust in him, saying it is all about him. It's a little bit like when I was up on the way back from Northumberland, I popped in and we stayed with my mum and dad for a few days. And when I got there, it was a little bit of deja vu because my dad said, have you looked up when I got there? And I looked up at the porchway over my dad's house and he said, do you notice anything? And I was like, no. He said, step back a bit. So I stepped back and they'd had their lead nicked from their porch roof as well. So it was a bit of deja vu, kind of leaving here where we're trying to sort it out here, and then we get my parents and they'd had it. Seems like it's a thing again. So while I was there, I kind of had to get up onto this high porch and to fix it. And I hate heights. I absolutely hate heights. And so I was kind of staggering up, but my mum said, since when? You loved climbing, you loved abseiling, you did all this stuff. And I said, yeah, but that's because there's a rope. If I had a rope, I'd have been absolutely fine. And it's a little bit like with this, with God's. It's that kind of like, if you've got the rope for abseiling, why would you not bother using it? Why would you not bother? Why would you think, well, there's a rope there and it's brilliant and it's all good and it'll make me safe. But actually, I'm going to go and do this thing over here and I might kind of use it every so often. That's trust. It's Jesus. It's the Father God saying, I've given you Jesus. Trust him. Take hold of him, and in taking hold of him, you will get all of the inheritance. You will get everything. You will get purpose. You will get pleasure and delight. You will get joy in his presence. And so the question I ask as I read this, and a question I ask us, is where is the things that we look to? Where do we look to for our purpose? Where do we look to for our joy? Trying to find it in something else. Where have we just lost sight? At the start of this new year, I know it doesn't feel like it's January's new year, but this feels so much more like new year than January. At the start of this new year, where are we saying we're fixing our eyes on Jesus? We're looking to him to be everything that we need, trusting that he will give us everything that we need. And is there anything we just need to let go of? Anything that we've kind of put there in God's place, saying that'll look after me. So let's just take a moment. We sang that word, speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. What is he speaking to you today? Is there anything today that you just need to give back to God and say, I've put this in place of you, God? And I know that we've already done confession in this time, and we know that we are forgiven because of Jesus. But it may be appropriate just at this point just to confess where we've lost sight of God, where we've let our eyes wander to something else. Confession is not always something that we've done wrong. It's a confession of who we're looking to. So, Father, thank you for the inheritance that you have for us. And Father, I pray for us. Holy Spirit, just come and help us fix our eyes on you. Thank you that Jesus, you are our Lord and Savior. We trust you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.